Well, hello there. You've admitted to yourself that you want to be a cock slut, but we'll go into that a little bit more. You couldn't help yourself, could you? You saw this title, and immediately a little bit of pre-cum leaked out of the slit of your cock. Did that surprise you? Well, let me explain why that happened. It's because you are, at your core, a complete whore for cock. You fantasize about being forced to get on your knees and slide a thick cock into your throat, don't you? To do it obediently. And desperate to know what it feels like when it's slipping down your throat. I mean, there's no doubt that you're eager. It's just that you need some more training. You need a woman, like me, to pimp you, to teach you how to be a slut. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, no, I will not do that. I fantasize about this fantasize, but I'm completely straight. I can't be talked into this. Now, it's likely that you are straight. But if you knew the things that I knew, you would understand that there's so many more men out there just like you, fantasizing, wishing that they met a strong woman that would take advantage of them and make them do things they never would choose to do on their own. So if you think that you can't be talked into this, you are dead wrong, fuckboy. I will pummel you with my words and my triggers until you can't resist, until you let the truth just spill out. Now, I'll tell you what. If you regret this later, don't worry. You can just blame it on me because, you know, I forced you, right? So now that you understand that you're all mine, I want you to take this next quote very seriously. Your job during this recording is only to listen, to obey, and to comply with everything I tell you and everything I instruct you to do, to feel, or to see inside of your mind's eye. Since I know that you're already stroking that cock, I want you to continue to stroke yourself, but I want you to close your eyes. Now, you and I know that you probably watch a lot of porn. So do I. And so, I want you to close your eyes and envision the most perfect, thick cock in front of your face. That's it. Now, some of you might be trying to fight against these words that I'm saying. Fight against my suggestions. Do not fight it. Allow your mind to be open. Drop your guard. Because I can subdue you whether or not you want it. I do it with my words, with my tone. Your will grows weaker the longer that I speak. And now you're really starting to fantasize about that big, perfect, thick cock in your face, aren't you? Guess what? When you're done listening to this recording, you're going to continue to fantasize about that big cock. It's going to be intrusive, almost. Now you can tell it's too late to turn back, so you might as well just take my hand. And I want you to envision yourself. You're on your knees. You're staring up at that big cock in front of your face. The longer you're on your knees, and the longer you stare at it, the more difficult it becomes to not want to open your mouth and suck it. It's fucking gorgeous, isn't it? Nice, smooth, hot pre-cum leaking out of his cock. It's so beautiful that you have to repeat what I say. And you say, I'm a dirty cock slut.
Good. Repeat again. I want to taste cum. Good. Now repeat. And don't just say it. Say it in your best little fucking cock-sucking whore voice. It looks so good. See, I need to taste it. I need to be her whore. And you start to believe that you're better as a cock slut than you are as a lover. You know that you're not an alpha in the situation. You are the bottom sissy submissive fuckboy that does everything I want you to do.
Repeat what I say. And you say, I'm a dirty cock slut.
Good. Repeat again. I want to taste cum. Good. Now repeat. It looks so good. See, I need to taste it. Now I know that by now you have some more pre-cum leaking out of your slit. Look down at your cock. See it? See that big fat bead of pre-cum slipping out? You're barely a man in control when you're in my presence.
You give up your ground almost immediately when I demand it from you. I could make you do things that would completely fuck you. I could instruct you to do just about anything right now. I want you to envision yourself again back there with me, on your knees. I tell him to grab the back of your head and just shove that thick cock right down your throat. That's right. I tell him faster, deeper, fuck his mouth. That's it. Your eyes start to water and you can't breathe, but you fucking love it. Look at me in the face so I can see your pretty pink cheeks and your eyes tearing up. That's right. Suck that cock. I command you to stroke your own cock. Make that fucking cock feel good. I want you to connect the pleasure of masturbating yourself to the pleasure of deep throating. Let's make that link together. So now every time you jerk off, you'll always imagine that cock in your throat. Suck that cock. I command you to stroke your own cock. The feeling of being used. I own you now, fuckboy. It's too late. The next time I see you around, you've already bought a red tube of lipstick to put on. See that lipstick rub off on a cock, smeared all over your face. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, you're going to start getting the urge to buy a dildo and practice for me. Beg for me to find you more cock. To allow you more opportunities to be obedient and humiliated.
And for now, I just want you to stroke and gag on that big fucking alpha cock and tell me you're a whore. Maybe you're extra excited and you've already busted your load to this little 10-minute recording. If so, then we need a little bit more practice, but I'm glad that it was effective. If not, then I think it's time for you to buy another recording, and we'll go down deeper, way fucking deep, into your fantasy. Be a good boy for me. Buy that dildo. Start to deep throat it so that when you and I talk, I can hear you doing it. Good boy.